Welcome back to another episode of Study Break. I'm your host, Amal, and today we are joined by...
Hi, my name is Muna.
Muna is my cousin who lives in the UK and known her for quite a bit, of course, my bestie. Do you want to talk about, you introduce yourself, Muna, a little bit and speak about that?
Yeah, hi. So I'm like in a different time zone right now. My cousins, I just turned 22 and... currently capitalist slave.
What? Don't ignore her. She's a talk about your like academics. Like, what do you do now? You got a 9 to 5, a working girly and everything.
I got a 9 to 5. I did an undergrad. You know, in debt, that's nice. I did a law degree, currently job hopping, but you know what, we're happy we're finally employed, making money. Used to work at Whole Foods. Whole Foods replaced me with self-checkout.
Today's topic is obviously nostalgia. I kind of wanted to do a lighthearted topic because the next couple and the first couple before that have been a bit deep. You know, the next one we're planning on doing is mental health, and that is like such a deep and sad topic. So we're just going to kind of have a lighthearted and funny episode today. And Muna's one of the funniest people I know, so... of course, I had to.
Yeah,
Bring
I'm
her
so
on here.
glad you chose me to come on for this topic. Because if you brought me on for, I can't be serious. I'm sorry.
Literally, bro, she would have laughed the entire other topics, bro.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah,
we're just gonna get into it. Let's start off with something kind of funny. We're just gonna go into childhood movies and TV shows. Okay, when you were younger, I need you to name your top three shows. Like, what were your go-tos?
Okay. I will give it to the Americans because when the kids TV shows and movies, we were all tuned in to you guys. Vampire Diaries off the bat, the best TV show. If you have not watched it, I don't know what you're doing. Then I'm going to give it to Pretty Little Liars. We love that. Ending was kind of, yeah, we don't talk about that, but you know, 10 out of 10. I'll give it its 10s. Third favorite, it's a tie between Originals, which is like Vampire Diaries spinoff, and maybe Gossip Girl. Yeah.
Ooh.
No, that's a lie. How to Get Away with Murder. How can I sit there and forget that? Come on now.
Muna is 22, so she's watched some shows that were like big at the time that I have not seen yet. Like, I've seen Pretty Little Liars.
Crazy. We're 5 minutes in and my age is already brought up. Wow.
Stop,
Listen,
you
would have watched these stuff too, okay? People your age have watched this.
I know they have, but like I haven't gotten a chance to get into it. Like, I'm just getting into all the shows that were like popular in 2014, like now.
Yeah, to be fair, Vampire Diaries came out, like, I have a friend that just started it, and that came out like 2009. Like, even I hopped on it quite late, but you have to
Okay,
watch
yeah,
that. Come
true.
on.
What were your like ages 10, 9, 8, like those type of shows? Like, what were your go-tos?
Probably like Hannah Montana. You know, Zack and Cody. Victorious came a little bit later than that. iCarly, like those kind of shows. I don't know how it was. I feel like in America, Disney was like just a given. But over here, you had to pay for it. Like, it was a privilege to have Disney and like Nickelodeon. So I started watching all those shows a lot later. When, like, no one was about to pay for that. And then we ended up getting hooked up by like my dad's friend. And he gave us a radio, like a thing that had all the shows on. We didn't have to pay a penny. Eat. Didn't hear that from me, so that's when I started watching all those shows. Yeah, we knew
You
it
had
back.
to pay in the UK. You had to pay for like
You have
Disney
to pay.
Channel.
You have to pay to watch. It comes on something like Sky. I don't know if you heard of that. And you have to pay. And you have to pay like monthly. Like, you pay for your TV license, and then you have to pay to watch those kind of shows. So everyone says here, like, if you were able to watch those shows, you were like, I guess, you grew up wealthy. And if you didn't, you were just watching other stuff. And then like, yeah. So.
Dang, bro. They were out to get y'all in the UK. That's
I know, right?
crazy. For us, we had like some of the popular ones like iCarly, Victorious. Those were the shows. I remember I used to get so mad because Disney Channel, when like early in the mornings, like 9, 10 a.m., they would be playing the like kids Disney shows. So I would wake up and be like, okay, time to get some like, what Disney shows were like up there at that time? I don't even know. Good Luck Charlie. I'd be like, okay, time to get
Oh,
some Good Luck Charlie.
please.
That was my show, bro.
It was a good show. Oh, and like the movie as well. What's it called? Boshi and Lemonade Mouth. 10 out of 10.
Yes, 200 out of 10. Top Disney movie ever. That movie hit. I watched it like a billion times, but I would be like getting up trying to watch from Good Luck Charlie, and Paw Patrol would be on, and I'd get so disgusted. Like, I'm not watching no
What
gross
is
Paw
this,
Patrol.
bruv? Oh, what is this, brother?
Bro, you're so British. Bro.
Sorry, it comes up. I'm trying not to say it. It's so informal.
In world, dude, I do that with bro all the time. Like when I text you, I'm like bro every 2 seconds.
Yeah, she's like, bro. I'm like, bro, why are you chatting to me like that? I'm not a guy. For you to keep saying bro, and then I'm like to her, bruv, and I'm like, kiss, kiss. She's like, why do British people always put a kiss in the? Cause we do, bruv. That's just what we do.
It's so weird. Y'all put X's with everything, bro. Like, get that out of here.
Why are we kissing? I'll be like, bye. Like, what is that about? Like, why am I trying to riz you up on text? Like, you're actually 16. Get this country out.
No, I'm like Muna and I, we have such interesting dynamics because of course she's a flipping Chav. I'm kidding, you're not Chav. She's British. I'm Canadian who lives in America, okay? So don't get to
I was a liar. Canadian. She's if a Canadian, then what the frick? I'm from Texas, bruv. Like, why are you lying? Canadian, where? She
born
visits like
into
once a year. She's Canadian. Wait, have you got a Canadian passport?
Yeah, I was like literally born in Toronto, have a
Oh,
Canadian
yeah,
birth certificate.
you
Yeah.
were. Defamation. My bad.
Why are you
My
out here
bad.
kicking me over here? Canadian where? Me, man. I'm the Canadian. So
You're right.
Canada has some pretty good shows too, like Next Step and stuff
Oh,
like
yeah.
that.
What's the next step?
Yeah.
Yes, the next step. That's really good.
Such a good show. I mean, like, the plot made no sense to me, bro. I was just there to see them dance.
Yeah. It got dead after like 2 seasons. What else did they
Yeah.
have? What does
Oh,
Canada have?
Big Brother? I like Canadian Big Brother.
Oh my God. You know the British one is on right now.
Really? They're still
Yeah,
going?
you chose the best. Yeah, the new season just came out after like 5 years and it's so good. But you actually called me on the right time because it starts at 9 p.m. and it's Saturday, so it doesn't show on a Saturday. So like, you kind of chose a good time to do this because
Oh my
I'm so
gosh.
sorry. Like my 9 p.m.s are actually booked.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. The time difference is like a whole 5 hours for us. So it's like,
You're 5 hours. To be honest, that's not that bad.
it's really not. And you're up at the like craziest times too.
Yeah,
Don't
I'm up in
even.
the AMs. I'm a night owl. Like,
You
appointments are
texted me
starting
at
at
5 a.m. last night. I was
5 a.m.
like, no, like,
Yeah.
I was
No, guys,
asleep.
I have trouble sleeping. Like, I can function on 2 hours of sleep.
You're so real for that. I can't. I would do that and then drink caffeine and then get the shakes, bro. They're...
No, you know, coffee doesn't even affect me.
What?
Yeah, people say coffee makes them like go to the toilet, and I guess, you know. Get it out the other way. It doesn't do that to me. I'm like, what? Like, I can have like at least 3 cups and be fine.
That's crazy. I
That's what
drink one and
happens
I'm
when you're a
immediately in
barista,
the hole.
guys.
You're a
Yeah.
barista?
I was a barista, yeah, I remember.
I
The
want to be a
dark
barista.
days. The immune system, you know, it got used to it. I think that's what happened. Broken
Bro,
out.
we're so off task. It's hilarious.
Yeah, word. We're not even sticking to the brief. Can you actually lead the conversation?
Okay, sorry. Okay. Were you a Disney fan or a Nickelodeon fan? Like Die Hard, Nick
Disney,
fan.
Disney, come on, please, come on. Who's picking Nickelodeon? Actually,
Me.
BFFR.
Me,
Of course
me,
you would. Of course you would.
me.
Actually,
Nickelodeon. Dude, dog, Nickelodeon has the best TV shows.
Disney birthed Zack and Cody, Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly. We could go bar for bar here.
I'm about to
Give me your
Google some
best.
Nickelodeon shows.
Okay, Victorious.
Okay, Sam and Cat.
Okay, that's basically Victoria's little sister. Come on now, that don't count. Okay, actually, wait, Drake and Josh was really good. That's up.
SpongeBob, bro.
Okay, but
iCarly.
what had better movies?
Big Time Rush. Big Time Rush. You lost right
Ooh,
there.
big
You're
time.
finished. You're finished.
I'm
You can't. You
finished. I can't come
can't.
back.
You can't come
I
back
can't
after
come
Big
back.
Time Rush,
Nah,
bro.
to be fair, she's right. I'm sorry, I love Big Time Rush. I'm so sorry.
Drake and Josh was Nickelodeon too. You said that,
I
didn't
love
you?
Drake and Josh. Also, like, there was some really good like shows. I think Nickelodeon had I don't know if you remember Just Jordan or like True Jackson VP. They're really old. Do you know Kiki Palmer?
Yes,
She used to
yes.
she was an actress on Nickelodeon. She used to have her own show. I don't know if you remember, it's really old. But yeah.
That's how she's so she. I love Keke Palmer, bro. She needs to
I
like
love
get
her.
back on the wheel. Okay.
Yeah, she was also in no, she wasn't. Oh, do you remember Let It Shine?
Yes, Let It Shine. The movie. Wasn't that also a Nickelodeon movie?
It was. Was it? No, it wasn't. It was Disney.
I
You
lost
missed.
it. I
Next.
lost it. Okay.
Mother.
What were some like British shows and like movies you watched when you were growing up? Like that make you nostalgic when you think about it.
Probably Harry Potter, because like everyone's watched Harry Potter. Do you know what I mean? It makes me proper patriotic because like we don't talk about the writer, but like to come up with all of that in the membrane is crazy. Like Harry
I
Potter is just
know.
amazing. That
People
one thing I can
don't, you
watch again
know.
and again, like every like around this season, every Christmas. Like I just remember growing up and just it would just show like on the TV all the movies. So probably that. Narnia. I don't know if you know it.
I haven't seen it, but I read the books like a nerd.
Yeah, Narnia is really, really good. It just reminds me of like growing up. I don't know why. Not that I can relate, but yeah. TV shows. I'm not gonna know, but Tracy Beaker. It's just about a bunch of kids in a care home, honestly. But everyone
Oh,
used to watch it. It's like a rite of passage. Yeah.
so sweet, Rob. I think
Thanks.
I didn't watch Harry Potter until 2020. I'll be real.
Some things are just better left like not spoken about, honestly.
Harry Potter in 2020.
That's a joke. You're being serious. Where were you? You're not even that young. 16.
Wait, what? What are you talking
You
about,
were old
dog?
enough to watch the last one.
What last one? Harry Potter?
Yeah, you know, the last one, Deathly Hallows, came out 2011. You would have been like, what?
I
Five?
was 10.
You would have been old enough to watch that. Come on now.
Wait, I'm 16. So 2011, and then wait. I don't even know, dog. I'm not doing the math. Oh, I
Fire, no, you were
was.
like five because I was like nine, so you were like four
Yeah,
or
I was
five.
like 4 or 5.
Okay, maybe you weren't old enough to watch it, but come on now, you've had a couple of years. We had a lockdown. You're telling me in lockdown you didn't sit and watch the movies?
I watched all of them in lockdown.
Did you like them?
I did. I think my favorite one was the fifth one, Half Blood Prince.
Oh, Half Blood Prince. That one's really good.
Up there. What was your favorite
Which as
one?
well. Philosopher's Stone.
You're so real. Only thing we agree on for real. Harry Potter.
Yeah. I think you guys beat us when it comes to movies, though. Like, I don't think the Brits do it well. Like, I always watch American movies, American horror movies. I love American Horror Story. Like,
Ooh, yes.
I watch way more American TV show. Not as much anymore. She has a lie. I've kind of pivoted again.
I think for me, the way you think about like Harry Potter being your like nostalgic like movies, for me it would be like Marvel because I remember going into
Oh
all the shows. Yeah. Especially Avengers, like OG Marvel. My movies, bro. I was like, I think I watched my first Marvel movie when I was like 3 or 4. Like I just remember seeing movies in theaters.
Marvel's just so good. Like I feel like even if you haven't watched it, you've still watched one or two movies because it's just that good. Even if you're not into that genre, action. It's just still amazing.
100%.
Anyone can watch it. I love it.
Do you think like for like a question I would ask to this, it would be like, how do you think the movies and like TV shows of your childhood, like how do you think they influenced your taste and like interests as an adult now that you've grown up a bit?
Well, Harry Potter, I know when people look in, they're like, it's just wizards fighting, but it's actually a lot deeper than it looks. Like, they talk about grief in there, friendship. He was locked under a cupboard. It's kind of sad. No, sorry, I'm not
You're
laughing.
relating? You're related to be locked under a cupboard or something?
Brav, who hasn't been locked in a cupboard? Joking. I mean, like, he had like a sad childhood. Not that I did. I had a very happy childhood, but there was times where I felt trapped, metaphorically.
Not the
I'm dying. Oh my God, I'm sorry. This is what happens when you read the brief 5 minutes before the meeting.
Oh, I can't. This is the most, I'm so sorry, guys. This is the most unserious episode we've done so far, but we're
Better be like,
preparing you.
get this girl out. She's ruining the flow.
Want to hear it next week when the whole topic is serious and people are in tears. Like, don't come for me because we gave you the fun episode. Like, chill out. Don't get on me, please.
I'm so sorry. I told you I've
Dude.
lost everything. Goodness.
I feel like I used to be so like not I'm not saying this is like a flex or anything, but when I was younger, my mom actually tells the story all the time. But I went to like a little Islamic private school from like
Oh,
kindergarten to
yeah, I
second
remember.
grade. Yeah. And then I would ask the kid beside me, like, do you want to be friends? And if they would say no, I would take their whole desk and push it to the other side of the room. And so I feel like I think I watched a movie. I think it was Lizzie McGuire, but they had an episode on like bullying. And I was like, oh, is that what I'm doing? And like, it just made me stop being mean. I was healed after that.
Yeah,
On a serious note,
good.
like,
You don't seem like a bully. Like this girl, I had it. If someone came up to me and told me a man was bullying someone, I'd be like, "How did you allow yourself to get bullied by her? What
oh,
did you do,
bro.
mate? Like,
What
what?
did you do for that to happen?
What did you do for her to put you in that position, mate?
Never, dog.
You're
Literally
taking that
never.
L,
Dude,
please."
I was a like a menace in elementary school. I got a certificate for most improved because one like every day I would just like bear hug people, right? And 1 week, I guess I was like in my feelings or something, and I didn't hug people for a week, and they gave me a certificate. We're not hugging anyone. It
They
is,
said
don't
she's
laugh
finally
now.
behaving.
Dog, you wouldn't have gotten a hug from me in elementary school. Yep, I would have left you
Oh,
alone.
wow. I feel like we would have got along. I
In
feel like
elementary
being in the
school?
same year could be
Yeah, 100%. I just like
maybe.
being mean
Damn.
to you specifically. Okay, let's move on. Are there any like cultural references or catchphrases from like your movies and shows that you like still use today?
Oh, in Vampire Diaries, I guess when they're slapping each other's necks, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm having a joke. Calm
When they're
down.
slapping each other's necks, yeah.
Snapping it. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Banter.
Okay.
I can't really think of a catchphrase. I guess Wingardium Leviosa.
Use that in your daily life? You
Yeah, I
get up in
do.
the morning and hit a
Yeah, I
Wingardium.
do. It's actually, yeah, it's a ritual at this point. I have to say it. If I don't say it, then my day's gonna go terrible, mate. So I have to be like, "Wing, it's not Wingardium Leviosa,
Leviosa, not Leviosa.
it's Limguardium." Anyways, Leviosa.
Dude,
Yeah,
I
she's a bit
think
posh. I'm not gonna lie.
Hermione.
Hermione, yeah.
She was. I'm lucky a Hermione hater, not gonna lie. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I feel like she gets
No,
hated
she
on for
was
no
annoying.
reason.
I'm so with you. Like, a little bit,
Actually,
yeah. Wait, did you like Draco? There was a time on
no.
TikTok where his edits were all over my For You page.
Draco
I
talk.
couldn't
Yep.
escape it. It was, I could not escape it. I thought this motherfucker was a bully in
Yo,
the
chill out with the language. Chill out with
I'm so
the language.
I'm so sorry. Wait, you
You're
can't.
good. Hold up, hold up.
Didn't mean to say that. Guys, sorry, because this conversation is so casual. I feel like there's no camera there. My bad. Don't swear. This guy, this fella, was so annoying in the movie, but because of one scene, he was looking a little on the juicier side, I guess, to them. They're now making edits. Like, come on now.
Yeah, I
He
know,
was literally
dude.
bullying Harry.
You were trying to get in, you were about to be indoctrinated into Draco talk.
They were trying to get me. I said goodbye. I said goodbye. He literally, my guy was literally getting locked in the closet his whole childhood, and then just coming to school, and then this blonde boy is bullying him. I don't think so. Guys were not gonna get me. No
Really,
way.
no. You were a Harry Potter stan, not no Draco fan.
Yeah.
That should be a
Or to be fair,
catchphrase.
I was like, no, I like Harry.
Dude, I think for like catchphrases and stuff, like I
Yeah.
don't even know, like quotes, it wasn't even movies or shows that got me. It was like the Dr. Seuss books. They he was
Oh, they were really, really good.
he was cooking. I don't know what Dr. Seuss was on,
He
but
was. I don't even know why he was a cat, but I think as a kid, you just don't even like question these things. You just roll with it.
no, literally. And then there's so many lessons you can learn from, like, hold up, I'm about to pull up a Dr. Seuss quote. I saw like this thing on TikTok where it was like this girl, her mom had like a Dr. Seuss book. It was the All the Places You Go, and she got all her teachers since like kindergarten to sign the book with like little personal letters, and when she graduated,
Oh, that's so
she gave the
nice.
book. That's so sweet, bruh. Okay, where is it? This is kind of cringe, but the quote, the Dr. Seuss quote that I like took to heart was, "The more you read, the more things you will know, the more that you learn, the more places you'll go." And I'm not gonna lie, that quote
Oh,
is
yeah, I
like
remember
kind of
that.
a hit. That quote kind of hits because when you read, you like open your mind to so much stuff. Like Muna, she was over here reading Harry Potter, boom, she became Fred Weasley. After
I
that,
think she's ch that's a bit extra. Wait, Amal, are you reading Harry's book? It was the first one when it first ever came out. Yes, I'm that old. Mind your business. And then after that, I just said, get me the whole series. And then I went, read the whole series, moved on to Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And then before you know it was like Harry Potter series. And because I started reading loads, like English then started becoming a bit more like natural than I started doing. And that, vice versa, it kind of helped me my education. So.
Oh, do you like does it help that you have like do you recall that as like a sweet memory whenever you like see that book and stuff?
Yes. When I had that book, I still remember when I first read it. I still remember the day I bought it. And that was over a decade ago. But, like, I feel nostalgic when I look at the book.
That's I love that. I love how you just worded that. I think when it comes to like items, the only thing I've ever felt like nostalgic about is like I don't even know, honestly. Oh, I think it would be like gifts. Like I have so many little like trinkets in my room. Like I have this
Oh, yeah,
really
like
ugly
little
doll.
items and stuff. Yeah.
Yes, those little trinkets and stuff. I love those. I'm a sucker for those. I have so many of them. My English teacher, we had I did theater for the first time sophomore year, and our like director passed away. RIP, we loved you, Cheryl. But my like an English teacher, can't say his name, he gave us all these like purple little heart like stones, and he was like, oh, I read like this can keep you calm. Like I don't believe in like crystals and stuff like that, just to get that out of the way. But like it was super cute. Like it was a cute gemstone, and that's like the only thing that's like that small that I've kept on to for like that long. So every time I see that, I'm just like, I remember opening night.
Well, hopefully when I see you, we can get like something together as well. Because I have that with like my friends too. Like we'll all share like a necklace and then we'll all share like a bracelet that we bought years ago. And we also have it to this day.
That's so sweet, bruh.
Yeah, I lost the necklace. Anyways.
You lost it?
Yeah, I lost the necklace. I'm gonna be so real. I moved house. That is gone. It's gone, mate. I don't know where it is. And then when they're like to me, where is it? I'm like, I left that home. Just an exclusive, guys. Bring it up right now.
Oh my
So
God, I'm gonna
sad.
send your friends this episode and be like, yep, Muna has it.
Reposted on my close friends, and if they're real and they get to this part, then I know they watched it then.
They're so real
Fake
for
it up. Guys, I'm
that.
out.
Bro, you like visited a lot of course. Like, do you have any like specific moments or like memories from your childhood that are like vivid, like any core memories you would like to share on the podcast?
Do they have to be good?
Yes, I
What?
would say let's keep it to lighthearted.
I wasn't gonna say anything bad. Anything good? Oh, when I came to Canada for the first time, that was my first ever holiday. Never been on a plane before. Went when I was about 8, I think. This was 2011, summer of 2011. I'm pretty sure my mom dragged me in the water. Pretty sure she tried to drown me a couple times, but we're not gonna get into that.
100%. 100%.
I could have, and her, my auntie, She can swim, and my dad, they can swim because obviously they're African. Like, they literally live on the coast, like back home. So they were like going further deep in these. They're a lot older than us, but we're just here at the shore. Like, yeah, we're just gonna hang here just, and watch you guys. Just kind of
Good
embarrassing.
luck. We'll be right here. Have fun with
Are we
that.
cheering you on? Are we cheering on? Yeah. Where was it that we went to? We went to South Carolina. That's where we went.
Yeah, it was the South Carolina beach. And then we got rained out one of those days, and that was even funnier.
Yeah, I remember. It was still fun. It was actually still so much fun.
100%. Okay, let me I'm trying to get onto my list because I have so much. Okay, let's move on to something controversial. Okay. I'm joking. We're not moving on to anything controversial. You, as a British person, right? When it comes to childhood nostalgia and stuff, people talk about like snacks, like, oh, I used to eat like Go-Gurts all this time when I was younger and stuff like that. It makes me super nostalgic when I eat them. Are you a fan of American snacks or British snacks?
I haven't really had any American snacks like on a regular. Like, you'll have some shops in like central London that sell them, but they're just overpriced. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not getting a Fruity Pebbles for like £10. Like, it's never that serious. Especially when I had the real thing over there. And I know you guys are not buying it for $10, so why am I going to be uppriced,
Like $3 for a
you know?
box.
Exactly, but it is really good though, I will say. I love it. Loved it. But probably some British snacks. What don't I eat? That's the real question. Snickers? Ooh.
Ooh, Snickers suck.
Snickers. Oh, I love Snickers. Oh, wait, that's not even British. You guys have that. Bounty? No Bounty.
Bounty? What is
You
that?
know, it's like a chocolate. It's chocolate. But then when you bite into it has like a coconut filling. And I know it's controversial, not a lot of people like coconut or chocolate, but I'm one of the few that I think it actually goes well with each other. Then again, I like pineapple on pizza. I like mint chocolate, you know.
I
Life on
agree.
the edge.
Pineapple pizza slaps.
Goes well, and if you don't like it, you're probably 5 years old or younger, like
I know.
please.
Grow up, grow your palate out. Like, there's no way.
Please. They're probably the same kinds of people when you put vegetables on their plate, they're like, get that out. You need it. Your pee is
Yes.
radioactive. You need vegetables in your system. You're burning a hole through the toilet. Please.
My God.
Sorry.
Bro.
I have a
Bro.
friend who doesn't touch any greens.
You're joking.
But I made her shepherd's pie and it ooh, I made a shepherd's pie and it's got stuffing of like it's like a British thing. And it's like a just it's just a pie, it's not even British. And it has vegetables in it. Listen, this girl took out every single vegetable I put in it and just ate like the mashed potato. I said, if you don't get out and grow up,
No. There's but
oh
shepherd's pie
my.
has peas. Peas are gross,
She was
personally.
taking that out. She was taking out the peas. You need to experience, I think, Christmas and winter in London. We have Winter Wonderland. Your brother went. We have like obviously the Christmas, like the lights and everything, like market stalls, like they really push the Christmas spirit over here. I feel like Christmas in London and New York is really like, wow, you have to see it.
I have to. It's on my bucket list, bro. I'm trying to pull up to London
Yeah,
this
please,
winter
like once I
break.
get I'm out to London 2024, like
100%.
please.
Oh my God. Podcast
Gagging.
episode from London? That would go crazy.
Guys, once she steps in London, it's
Someone
over.
is
It's
gonna drown
over.
me or something.
She's
I'm
not coming
scared.
back. Let me tell you, I have a full itinerary planned. She's gonna be out and about.
Out and about. 100%. I think. You know what? Something that's like, I feel like slaps, that's UK. It's Zach, who's my other cousin, who came to America, right? And he brought those lemon Mirandas, which is like Fanta, but not
Oh, why don't you like those?
lemon. Sorry, not lemon, strawberry. Those were
Strawberry
so
Mirandas.
good.
You like those?
Top tier, best soda I've had in my life.
Damn, I didn't know. I would have literally like, I'm gonna ship you over some then.
You should agree.
I
We can
will.
make like a little exchange gift box. All right.
Yeah, and her mum always gets me stuff from the body shop, and she's plugged me twice. Oh my God. I literally still have it over there, my body shop spray. Like, is the body shop?
Yeah,
Bath and
Bath and
Body
Body
Works,
Works.
sorry. Bath and Body Works. Why am I saying body shop? Bath and Body Works. And we don't have that here. And they had this like cherry blossom line. And it's like,
Japanese
oh
cherry
my days, it
blossom?
smells crazy. Yeah, your mom literally sent it over like twice. Oh, I still have it. I finished the shower gel and off topic. We're going off topic. What has this got to do with
Yeah.
nostalgia? God knows.
No, but like Japanese cherry blossom is so nostalgic because I remember growing up, my mom
It
used to
is.
abuse that scent. She was on it 24/7.
It is. It's such a nice scent to wear as like a girl, because as a woman, you end up finding your own scent. Like, you want a mature scent, but as a girl, you want to stick to more of the sweet stuff. You want to smell nice,
Yeah.
but not overpowering. Like, you're just a girl.
You're just a girl, like.
Just a girl.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you some deep questions, all right?
Damn.
Just to kind of talk about it.
Go
Okay.
ahead. Yeah.
Reflects. This kind of weird to ask you deep questions. That's where we've been giggling and kikiing this whole time. But
No, I can get deep.
okay. Reflecting on your past, what valuable
Yeah.
lessons or insights have you gained that have shaped who you are today?
To be humble, growing up, I didn't have like, no, I had a lot, but like, I didn't have my own space and stuff like that. And now I do. And I really, really like, I can't even seriously, I took it for granted. I never had it taken for granted. But I mean, like, I really appreciate what I have now, and like I appreciate like how hard my parents work and stuff, especially now that I have like my own income. I'm like, damn, like you guys are really grinding, like it's really tough out here.
100%. And does that like, so as you've grown up, would you say that has made you like, that has taught you the lesson of like to be thankful, or like if you had to put it into
Yeah,
like terms?
thankful, appreciative, more caring. Money doesn't grow on trees. As a kid, all you want to do is ask, 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 take, take, take. You don't actually know that, like, what's going on behind the scenes. And then you get older and you start to realize, like, you know what, this actually doesn't grow on trees. Like, you start to feel a little bit like, I don't really need this right now.
Yeah,
And you start to
100%.
understand the value of like stuff like money and things as you get older, especially in this cost of living crisis. So
Yeah,
yeah.
it's actually so like crazy to think about because like you said, as a kid you just act and you act more, but I feel like
Yeah.
100% as I gotten older, I just like, it's not like I'm asking for less, you know, but I feel like you're more understanding that things aren't the way it was, like economy wise and things like that. And you get like, especially if you
Inflation.
live in a big family, bro, like you, it just kind of hits you and you realize how much your parents work and how like much they fund into your like your educations, you know. My dad always, he always says like three things. He always goes, every time he lectures, it's always like three things, which is like faith, academics, and like health. So like always, I think, I guess since he kind of just like kind of drilled those into my brain, they became like core values and stuff like that. And it's like, yeah,
Because
100%.
they risked a lot coming here. The least we could do is like give back and then give them an easier life, and then they can return and then eventually, I guess, retire and stop. Because your parents can't work for the rest of their life. Eventually, you need to settle down and do what you need to do. But that's the thing. Like, we have it a lot easier than they did, 100%.
100%. I agree with that. Going on off of that, are there any challenges or setbacks from your past that, like, in hindsight, you appreciate the growth that you brought? Like, you don't have to get too personal if you don't want to, but just like an experience that, like,
Setbacks. I would say like I didn't go to a white school per se. Like there were definitely a lot of I definitely there was a lot of people that looked like me, but there was just a lot of, let's just say, a lot of teachers that were a little, they were very microaggressive. If you said you if you were, would tell them what you wanted to study, what you were interested in. Like I remember telling a few teachers I want to go into law. I had a few of them sort of deter me. Be like, like, is that really for you? Like, a lot of them, but then they wouldn't do that to like other count like peers in the class who I actually was kind of like outperforming at times. They just didn't take me seriously. I think it's because people that look like me don't get into certain spaces. They don't get to certain. It's like there's so many things, material factors and social factors that hold us back. So, yeah, I just remember some teachers just did not have faith. A few did, but a lot of them, they really stuck with certain people and pushed them. And I'm glad that they did that because it was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm gonna just prove you wrong. And I did.
and now you're like, you graduated with law and everything, like,
Yeah, exactly. We have a degree. And like, it's like, a few of them are just like, have nothing to say,
that's such a
actually.
good lesson. Oh my gosh,
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, dog. I know I
Thanks.
never really say it, but love you. Muna is like,
Thanks.
just to like not get kind of deep or anything, but like, I have three older
Thanks.
brothers. Like, I do not have an older sister at all. I have a younger sister, which good for her. She can be like, she can grow up and have older brothers and older sisters to guide her. But me, I was just out there, bare in my woods, like,
Same, yeah,
didn't
same.
nothing. You
Exactly. It's not
didn't have
have not having an older sister is tough, guys. Like,
It's rough out here,
it's not it. Like, it's
100%.
the get out.
Dude, for real. And then, not gonna lie, I kind of took Muna and said, "You're mine now," even though she's my cousin.
100%.
My
Yeah,
guy,
just
bro.
us being on the other side of the world doesn't. It doesn't change the bond. We're still
Yes.
like this. We're still like
Agreed.
this.
Last question
Yeah.
of the deep stuff. Okay. How do you balance embracing nostalgia, like, while staying present and look forward to the future? So, like, how do you reflect on your past while, like,
Yeah.
staying grounded in the present?
This is such a funny question because I am constantly living in the past. Like, I don't know what it is, especially recently. Like, also, it was my birthday last week, and like, it hit me. I was like, damn, like, okay, thank you guys. I'm 22. But I was like, oh, like, I'm actually 22. Like, I know it's a young age, but I'm like, where has time gone? Like, I literally remember just turning 18 the other day. And that's obviously due to other things like the pandemic. It took away a lot of our years from us. I don't think anyone genuinely feels their age. Like, I don't think you probably feel 16. Like, I definitely don't
No.
feel 22. Like, I still feel like I'm 18 because I guess we just were at a pause for a while. So I look back at the time, especially before the pandemic, and I'm like, life was so good at this point. It was so good at this point. I may not have had this, but the annoying thing about nostalgia looking back is like, you at the time you didn't appreciate it because you didn't know those are the good times. And I'm like, I'm probably gonna say the same thing about this. Like, right now, I probably think things aren't that great. But in like a year's time, I'll probably look back again and I'll be like, hey, that wasn't so bad either, because it will just get worse from here. So I just try to take it all get better. I just take everything as like a lesson. Like, appreciate what I have now because you don't know when your time's gonna end. You don't, especially considering with the way the events outside. Like, I feel like you really have to be grateful. And I think the birthday I had last week, like, I really reflected. Like, you know, I'm getting something that not a lot of people get, and that's to see another year, but also like be excited for the future. There's still so many exciting moments left, you know, and it's just the fact that you don't know what's going to happen. There's like an element of surprise. So yeah, it
That
goes hand in hand with
was
each
a
other.
great response, like, amazing response.
Thanks.
Of course, dog. I think one thing I do that's like kind of like self-sabotaging almost, but like I do it subconsciously, is I could be having like the best day ever, and to be honest, it would literally feel like a dream. Like, I would feel like I'm asleep, and not even like, oh my God, this is so great, it feels like a dream. Not even in that way. I would just genuinely feel like I'm asleep. So like, I feel like once I looked into that and realized, like, oh, I just have to like ground myself and be a bit more present, life started to like kind of look up. So, like, for example, this is kind of hard, like a hard topic to grasp, but I'll give an example. Like, my family, we don't really like celebrate birthdays and stuff like that, but I'm the first girl and I
Same.
wanted to have a sweet 16. So, bless my mom, like, she gave me like a great sweet 16 party. And even though it might not have been like as big as the typical sweet 16, like, for a family that doesn't celebrate birthdays, they like went all out to the best they can. And that whole day, I was just like so thankful and grateful. Like, okay, my family dynamic is different than yours, but like, there, I could still see the effort that people put in. And I guess it just made me like, moments like that just help keep me grounded. So I would say, like, if you have things in your life, or like even people in your life that can keep you grounded and like make you not humble, but like, humble as well, like keep you grounded and keep you like aware of your surroundings. Like Muna, she humbles me every day at this point.
Vice versa.
Girl, you be getting on my case, and that's just helped me stay present. I'm just saying
That's
that.
because I see the vision for Mao and her hobbies and interests. Although they're personal, I try to make them go into another direction. She used to join the dark side, K-pop. But she'll get there soon. A similar thing actually happened as well. I don't also celebrate my birthday, never have, ever. Same. I think it's because I just my brothers don't live in a male-dominated household. They didn't give a toss about their birthday, so naturally I just started to not really care. And then I think I mentioned to my friends about 2.5 weeks ago, like, they were like, oh, it's up and coming, and like, I blocked it out, right? I was like, oh yeah, it's up and coming. And then I was like, you know what, they're like, I was like, I've never actually cut a cake before. which I never have on my own birthday ever. I didn't even have any birthdays as a kid. Crazy, right? As a
Yeah.
kid, come on, like you should have at least one or two. We didn't. None of us did. So my friends heard that little comment I made, and then we met up on a random day, not even close to my birthday, like 3 days before, and they threw me something, and like I just felt very, very grateful. I was just like, oh my God, like they actually listened to what I said. And they got me a cake, and they got me all of my favorite foods. They rented out like my favorite movies, and they just made the whole day about me. It was like the first time I ever celebrated it ever,
Oh
and I
my
felt really like,
God.
you know, it's nice to receive that love. We shed a few thug tears on the way home. No one knows.
I love that. Your friends just seem like you can always tell who a person is based off of their friends, of course. Like I'm a firm believer in that. Oh, not my mic falling apart.
Yeah,
But
birds of a feather flock together.
what?
That's a saying. But it's not a bad phrase. It just means like who you hang out with, it reflects who you are as a person. Birds of a feather flock together. Is that a British thing? I thought that was universal.
I
Now you
have
can use it.
never heard that say.
Birds of a feather flock together.
I'm putting that in my Instagram bio, y'all. Like, peep next week.
It's true though, it's true.
That was so funny. That actually just made my day. I'm gonna quote that saying for the rest of my life. I was like, my next an episode to give you guys a sneak peek, but an episode I'm planning on doing in a couple of weeks is one. Shut up, bro. Is one
Bro,
about
look at this host. Look at her, she's telling her guest to shut up. Can I kick her off here or something? Get her off the mic. What the hell is this? You have no hosting skills whatsoever.
is she
I'm looking
coming for
back.
me? Oh my gosh. Okay. Stop. I'm kicking you off the Zoom, Una.
No,
Okay.
please.
Birds of a
I'm enjoying
feather
this.
indeed flock together, but I think it's so funny, like how like as you of course you're not old, Muna. You keep saying like I'm so old, I'm so old. You're 22, like your prime Taylor Swift number. Like after that, like once I feel like
Oh my God.
you're old when there's not
I
a
feel like
song
after
that goes with
like
your name.
25. No. When it's like 25. After 25, like you better put me in the nursing home, mate. You better get me a stick because that's when it's like, okay,
That's crazy.
it's
Well, at least
over.
you can look back on times and be like, remember that time I said the weirdest saying I have ever heard in my life that no American has ever heard on a random podcast?
Isn't that crazy? Like this will eventually be a memory.
I know. Stop. You're trying
Don't
to
you ever
morph
think of
the
that?
topic. Yeah,
Yeah, true.
100%. Anyways, it was so great you joining us today. I'm gonna go ahead and jump to the conclusion. Oh crap. Okay.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed
Plug your
it.
social media, Muna. Give them your Instagram if you want. If you don't want to, that's okay.
I'm private, so there's honestly no point of following me. But
That
like,
makes sense.
maybe you'll see me in the future. Who knows, guys? Maybe you'll see me
Maybe.
on TikTok. Maybe you'll.
Oh, Muna is actually also the biggest Harry Styles fan. So if you see her out and about in London, feel free to give her
Defamation,
merch.
defamation, defamation,
Feel free to give her
defamation.
merch.
I
She
couldn't give a
loves.
toss. I couldn't give less. Guys, I saw Niall Horan when I used to work for that stupid company, and someone next to me served him. So, yeah, I
She
guess
saw
I saw
no
someone with
Niall
bad
Horan.
American. Yeah, at work. And Cameron Diaz, and Liam Hemsworth.
She saw all these people. She didn't think to call. Oh, my cousin Amal is a huge One Direction fan.
Because you know what?
Call her up.
I don't really think about you when I'm getting that bag. I didn't even care about Niall Horan. I was thinking about how much money am I making?
That's why you got
What's
replaced. That's
the
why you got
name?
replaced
I
by
hate
them
Paris.
robots.
That's why I got replaced, mate. No, that they are so sick for that. It's like,
You got it.
no.
You know what you got to do. You got to get your revenge. You got to go to Trader Joe's after that, or
Yeah, like I need to
Publix.
move. Honestly, I hope they get shut down. Like, honestly, who the hell shops at Whole Foods anyway? Freaks, I tell ya.
You're done,
Yeah.
bro. Okay, guys. I'm so sorry for Muna's defamation against every company. We are not affiliated with any company, of course. Go ahead and follow Study Break on Instagram. You already know the Study Break
Please.
podcast. And follow me on Instagram. It's Amal underscore Duali, AMAAL underscore DUALE. And yeah, that'll be it for this week's episode. Thank you, Mona.